Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 BFI London Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Stanley Nelson. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And it's a real pleasure to talk with you. The film that you're presenting here is called Miles Davis, Birth of Cool. Now, I don't know, is there a few words that you'd like to say just to introduce the film? It's kind of self-explanatory from the title, right? But I just... Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the film is a biography of Miles, you know, kind of warts and all. And it's narrated by Miles. So we have an actor, Carl Lumley, who's portraying Miles, his voice, from Miles' autobiography. So he's all the words are Miles. But, you know... we get a lot of Miles talking about his own life, his own music.
Right. And I mean, I watched the film and I thought it was great. I'm a huge fan of Miles Davis. And, you know, I love his music, but I just also love him. His personality just is everything. You know, I'm just a huge fan. But I'm just wondering, you know, about you. When did you first become aware of Miles Davis? And when did you start becoming, you know, a fan of his stuff, of his work?
So my parents were big jazz fans. And so they had Miles all around the house. I can't remember a time where, you know, Miles' music kind of wasn't in my consciousness. But when I went away to college, I took my father's Kind of Blue album. I kind of snuck it into my suitcase. And, you know, I was in college and I was listening to Miles. And so ever since then, I've listened to Miles and loved his music as he went through his different phases.
Right, so Kind of Blue was the first album that you really listened to and made you aware of Miles Davis.
Yeah, and you know, I was just at college age as Miles kind of did Bitches Brew and then went into some of the other On the Corner and some of those other things, which, you know, involved bringing funk and rock into jazz. So yeah, I was also really into that.
Yeah, it's all amazing stuff. But exactly, when I think of his career and just so much music that he made, and just the way in which he kept developing these, he kept almost reinventing his art as he went on along. There's so much to fit into a documentary, in a sense. That, I mean, I'm just wondering, did you find it challenging to kind of just keep it all compact in a length that I think doesn't exceed the 2 hours?
You know, we felt that you could tell this story in 2 hours, you know, and you could tell this story, you know, a comprehensive, you know, story in the 2 hours. So that was kind of, you know, the slot that we were given and where we wanted to go. You know, I remember when I first started talking to the editor about it, and he was like, 2 hours? Oh, no, you can't. And we're like, no, we can do this without cutting corners. And I think we do it. I think we make a really good, entertaining film. I think you know, if you did a film that was 3 hours or 4 hours or a six-part series or, you know, eight, it would have to be a very different film. I mean, you know, you can't just keep going on and on, you know, and then there was this album, and then there was this album, and then there was, you know, and the trials and tribulations. So I think that, you know, we were really honored to be given, you know, this 2 hours to make a film on Miles, and you know, we didn't feel hampered in any way. We felt like, yeah, let's go for it. This is great.
And there's also such a great balance. I think, you know, you don't particularly stop excessively on one album or one particular period of his life. I mean, that's also admirable. And of course, I think you mentioned it as well, great archive material. You know, well, you mentioned Miles Davis's own words recited in the film. It's almost driving the film. But there's also some archival footage and sounds and music. I think some of this stuff is the first time that you see it all, or that, you know, we get to experience.
Yeah, we found footage. Miles's great friend Corky McCoy filmed like home movies of Miles, but he filmed them in 16mm. So, you know, that's like really, you know, great quality. And he filmed this great stuff. So in the film, you know, there's Miles walking on the beach. We have Miles, you know, sparring in the gym, you know, and wow, boxing, which becomes kind of a motif that we go back to a few times in the film, of Miles kind of shadow boxing in the gym, because Miles was a great boxing fan and was a really good boxer. He would spar all the time, and the one thing they would tell his sparring partners was, just don't hit him in the lips. Just don't hit him in the lips. You know, so we have that, and that's great footage. We also we're working with Sony Music, so we got outtakes of music. We have them in the studio, kind of putting together the albums. You yeah. can hear them because Miles would let the tracks roll, and so instead of cutting between songs, it would just keep rolling, and you'd hear him in the studio. You know, well, let's do it this way. Yeah, let's do it that. Let's do this. Maybe play put in a little more of that. Yeah, play it. Yeah, play it again. You know, all that stuff comes because Miles just would let the tape run. You know, all through the recording session. So we got the chance to use that from Sony and so many other things. Thousands. We had thousands and thousands of pictures of Miles.
Right. And, you know, when we talk about his music and his genius and his art, but obviously his you know, the figure Miles Davis goes beyond that. Mm-hmm. I can't exactly remember who says this, but it was a line that really stuck out to me. It was, it was someone who was saying about Miles Davis that he didn't see the color of his skin as a liability. He saw it as an asset. And I think that was very empowering thing.
Yeah, I mean, I they say that in the context of Miles, you know, being this really dark-skinned black man, as someone said that we interviewed, that you know, he was like the darkest black person he had ever seen, and you know, but Miles and Miles was incredibly beautiful, and there was no denying it, and you know, you're talking about a time in America, you know, where you know how do those two things sync up, you know, how does this black skin sync up with this guy who's like, you know, when he would walk in the room, people would be like, oh my God, you know, and so Miles went with that and ran with that. Miles knew he was beautiful, and you know, he wore the clothes and had the cars and had the women and everything, and so that becomes part of, you know, his status as an icon.
Yeah, he was a very confident man. I love that part when Herbie Hancock just talks about how he calls him up and all he says is, you know, come up at 5, and didn't say his name or just his address, nothing. You know, the contributions are fantastic too. I mean, you have some real great people in there, people we know, you know, famous jazz players, jazz historians, but also people from his personal life. Now, that's a fascinating cast of people.
Yeah, and they're really funny, you know. It's hard to say. It's going to be interesting to see the reaction of the film, you know, here in Europe, because, you know, it's a comedy in some ways, you know, and you know, in the States, I mean, people are cracking up, you know, because it's really funny, and they're really funny about Miles. You know, whenever they talk about Miles, they go into his voice, you know, they tell stories, they talk like this, you know. Naturally did that when they talk about Miles, you know. And then you can't talk about the film without talking about Frances Davis, you know, Miles's yes. first wife, who wow. he was with for almost 10 years, and that was the longest relationship he had. And she was really influential on Miles and his music. And she's just, I mean, she just steals the show. I mean, she's just like, she's a star. And she was a great dancer, an incredibly beautiful woman. And and she just takes the film and just runs with it, you know. Yeah.
It's fantastic. Well, unfortunately, this is all the time that we have, but I mean, thank you very much for joining us and talking about your film, but also, you know, talking about Miles Davis himself, who's just a great, great artist, and it's always great to talk about him. Thank you very much.
Oh, it was my honor talking to you, and it was really my honor to be able to make this film. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.